For 35 years, Essence magazine has been the lifestyle publication for and about black women. Its pages focus on what women are talking about, what businesses they own, what fashions they're wearing. Recently, Angela Burt Murray became only the fourth editor-in-chief in the magazine's history. She says she's looking forward to taking over the reins.
I get to go to work and spend the day with black women. This is, you know, like hanging out with your friends and just talking about the issues that you care about, our complex relationships with black men, our children, our fashion, our beauty, just the important things that we care about. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity.
There are two things that I've heard talked about, and as you know, when we embrace something in our community, we hold it very tight. And
Absolutely.
Essence is one of those things that has been embraced for 30-plus years
yes.
now. And so there is this almost parental feeling mm-hmm. when looking at the magazine.
Right.
One of the things that we have heard concern about is that Essence is no longer held mm-hmm. By African Americans. It's owned by mm-hmm. Time Warner Inc. Mm-hmm. now. The idea of whether or not it stays a, quote, true traditional mm-hmm. black magazine
right.
later rests concerns from folks who have that.
Well, I think that, you know, it's interesting to have people make those comments. But I think what is most important is to understand that the staff at Essence is always going to remain true to the core mission of the magazine, which is putting African-American women first and by extension, our community. That will never change. Our team will continue to advocate for the issues that affect us most, and we will continue to tell the truth to power. Absolutely.
The other concern that I have heard is from the true traditional Essence reader, the yeah. women who've been there for 30-plus mm-hmm. years, who are worried, as we have seen, quite frankly, our community and our society shift mm-hmm. really toward young people. Hip-hop has become such a powerful influence on our day-to-day lives that oftentimes people above 30, frankly, have been forgotten. There is the concern from the older Essence reader that the magazine now is trying to skew too young.
I don't think that the magazine is trying to skew too young. I think what is incumbent upon me as the new editor is to make sure that we're focusing on the core issues that affect our broad readership. The August issue of Essence magazine, where we have a really important piece on the plight of our sister Asada Shakur, who the government has issued a $1 million bounty on her head. I think that my focus as we go forward into the next year is really taking a look at the scourge of AIDS in our community and throughout the diaspora. We cannot ignore this any longer. We are dying. There's no other way to put it. We are dying. Those are the types of pieces that our readership counts on Essence covering. Again, going back to the point that our stories are not fully told in the mainstream media. So there has to be a place where our community can come and get the truth about what's going on. So I think that those are very important pieces.
Now, one of the things that I always find interesting, particularly for women, because whether we like to admit it or not, and it is stereotypical to one sense, but true to another, is that of the two-parent family, mothers tend to be the most nurturing of the two. How do you mm-hmm. personally strike the balance? You're a mom of two,
mm-hmm.
you're a wife,
mm-hmm.
and a career woman. How do you find that balance? That is the struggle for many women.
I think that it's, you know, it has to do a lot with the relationship that you have with your partner. My husband, Leonard, is extremely supportive of my career and also of me personally. And the approach that we've taken with our children is to just make sure that they're in a loving, nurturing, and supportive environment. They need to see mommy and daddy being supportive of each other, and then we're supportive of them as well. You know, we want to create that balance. And as the mother of two black boys, you know, that is certainly a challenge. But, you know, my husband and I are committed to that, and we're figuring it out as we go along.
Let me throw in one other question that I neglected to ask earlier. And it is one that I've directed to Susan Taylor.
Right.
It is one that we've debated 30 plus years right. with this magazine. There are some men who see Essence from month to month as the favorite bashing magazine. The idea that, you know, what to do when your dog does mm-hmm. this or mm-hmm. why your man won't treat you right,
right,
this, that, and the other. while it is not their monthly, let's say that, and there is a salute issue to black men,
absolutely,
obviously,
November,
every year,
yes,
and there are those positive articles, there are also those that kind of take a shot at us. What do you say to the critics that say, look, it's just male bashing?
Well, I don't think that Essence is doing male bashing at all. I think what you're seeing in Essence is an intimate conversation amongst girlfriends. And when girlfriends get together, we talk about the good and we talk about the bad. So, you know, sometimes you will see that. But I think that there's definitely a balance in our pages. As you mentioned earlier, we do a lovely tribute in the November issue all about our black men. And we love them and we care for them. And, you know, we just want to help our readers figure out how to have nurturing and empowering relationships with the men in their lives.
Well, indeed, it's been going on for 30 plus years, and to follow in the footsteps of Diane, mm-hmm, who was a friend of this show and has been, mm-hmm, on, and of course, the great Susan Taylor.
Right.
It's a great legacy for you, and we wish you luck, and we look forward to turning those pages.
Thank you very much.
Angela Burt Murray is the new editor-in-chief of Essence magazine.